Blog Talk Radio.
On with Stupid is on the air. IWS, exposing the stupid. 24/7 on the web, 45/2 on the radio. On with Stupid is on the air.
Madam J, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Map Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere few hundred miles to my west-southwest, the Al Cowlings to my O.J. Simpson, the irrepressible J-Man. J-Man.
Hola. God. Stupid microphone.
You forgot to hit the on button again, didn't you?
Maybe.
And you call me technically challenged.
Anyway, everybody missed my hilarious white Bronco joke, but not going to do it again.
Okay. And the only reason I use that intro, Jay, is because it was exactly 18 years ago today, June 17th, 1994, that the slow motion Bronco chase happened.
Really?
Yes.
High drama at low speed.
That's right.
I was riveted to the TV watching that.
Yes. I was probably outside doing yard work for 8 hours because my wife was 4 to 5 months pregnant at the time, and I wanted no part of that.
Yeah, I was watching as soon as OJ stepped out of the vehicle. I was like, light him up. But yeah, it didn't happen.
No, it didn't.
Shout out to Mike in the chat room who wished Matt a happy Father's Day and says, and maybe you too, J-Man. not that I know of. There's been no proof brought forward that I am a father.
Nah.
But thanks anyway. But anyway, yeah. Happy Father's Day to you, Matt, and to all the dads out there.
Thank you, and to Mike as well. And I just have to mention this. We have a guest in the room as well, and I only mention it because the guest has a sexy number. That is the guest 969.
And they just left.
Of course they did.
So we had guest three-way was in the room. For just a minute. And then disappeared. Oh, well.
Mm-hmm. So how's things down there, J-Man?
Well, things are going pretty well. It's, you know, it's a very warm weekend.
Yes.
But, you know, pretty decent. A little disappointment yesterday, but I'm
really?
Over it now.
What
yeah,
happened?
It was, well, it was, I was, as you know, I was supposed to meet an internet friend. And
yes.
Didn't work out. She had to bail out on us.
Oh, you're kidding.
A text message yesterday afternoon and said that the teen was sick and wasn't going to be able to make it. He needed his mommy.
That's rough.
So, yeah. And then she went to Twitter and tried to blame it on the water down here.
The water in Arkansas?
Yeah. And I quickly asked our satellite truck driver, Paco, and he thinks the water here is delicious. So, but anyway, I did inform her that it was more likely that he was simply used to the questionable liquid product that rolls through the rapidly deteriorating water systems of St. Louis. Full of dangerous microbes and parasites,
mm-hmm.
resistant to modern water purification techniques.
A Dow chemical here and there.
Exactly. I think what happened is that he drank our pure and exceptionally high quality water down here, and his weak system just couldn't handle it.
Yes. Hey, they don't call Arkansas the natural state for nothing, pal.
Damn right. Damn right.
And
so
we have
anyway.
So you're pretty hurt.
Well, I am hurt. And, you know, so I was like, you know, fine. Whatever. You come down here and your weak-ass intestinal system can't handle a little bit of water. Then you, you know, go on Twitter and try to libel us like that.
And not
so
just
be
you.
Gone.
And not just libel you, an entire state.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah, don't go to Arkansas and drink the water.
Yeah.
You'll get Bill Clinton's revenge.
Yeah, exactly. So be gone, you Missouri ne'er-do-wells.
Yes. Show me state,
how
you didn't. Show me state, you didn't show me anything. You went home. Oh, boy.
Anyway. Mike says it's Monsanto radiation up there. Probably.
Yes. He would know. I'm sure he's Googled
it. Yeah. I mean, Monsanto lawyers are, you know, Mike is the one who said that, just by the way.
We're just repeating.
Right.
And shout out, we have Moses Steph in there, and now guest 1016, who evidently was at the Battle of Hastings. So welcome aboard. And
wasn't that 1066?
Was it 1066?
I think so.
I don't know.
And a very special welcome into the chat room to the lovely, the talented, Whatever Joe.
You know it's going to be a good show no matter what when Joe's there.
That's right. And again, we thank Joe for making our new show logo for us.
Which is hot.
Yes, it is. We've put it up everywhere except on the banner on the blog, so we need to fix that. I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Oh, and the cover photo on Facebook. Oh,
yeah.
Good grief.
Yeah, Facebook's a fun one to work with.
So how's Father's Day going so far for you, Matt?
Well, Jay, it's been a good day. Went over to see the R-Man this morning. It was nice. I took him breakfast as usual. She said she would make me breakfast as well, but I didn't know that, so I declined because I didn't bring my food tester with me. Whenever I know I'm going to eat over there, I like to have someone test the food first.
Well, you used to, you know, have the cat test it, right, until that little incident on the roof?
Yes. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, they got me a sleeveless T-shirt. Well, I always tell them not to buy me anything, but they do anyway. And I shouldn't because, hell, she's loaded. Hell, she's got a nice house, wealth, equity, all that shit. Not bitter. I needed some new sleeveless T-shirts, you know, for the hot days at the mine. Mine are getting a little raggedy. So they got me that, but they got me something even better that Rhino knew I would love.
What's that?
A can of white cheddar Pringles. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
I know.
Oh, my. Oh, yeah.
And I double checked.
I know what you'll do this afternoon.
I double checked. I looked at the can, made sure the seal hadn't been broken, and it hadn't. So
nothing will explode when you open it up.
Unless you did something and put some poison by drilling a hole underneath the can. So I should be fine.
Are you going to share those with the Schmoopster?
Well, you know, that's the other thing. Sunday over at the house was pleasant and all that. And then I get back, well, we've got a little incident going on with the Schmoopster. She's a little under the weather, Jay, as she always is, like three times a month, it seems.
Okay, and we'll move along.
And that was the mixed emotions I was telling you about earlier.
All right.
Uh-huh.
All right, then. I'm sure Snoop enjoys your letting the world know when it's that time
of
month.
She's used to it now. But I do have one quick shout-out to one of our quasi-loyal fans, David Lawrence, for stopping by the beer mine yesterday and saying hi.
Yeah.
And spending some time.
Happy Father's Day to David. Is he a dad?
Yep.
Does he know about
dad.
It?
He's a dad, and he does know about it. The child even lives with him. It's amazing. I know you don't see that too often these days. But,
wow.
Yeah. And he's still married under the same roof, which is, to me, is foreign, but that's cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It works that way for some people, I guess.
Yeah, you enjoy that alternative lifestyle. That's cool with me.
All right, and a little shout out to our good friend Mr. Vinny Bond, who celebrated a birthday yesterday.
Yes, happy birthday, Vinny!
Everyone. Yep, you guys can catch Vinny every Monday night, Music on the Couch, right here on Blog Talk Radio at 9 p.m. Central. And I don't know which birthday it was for him, but he's old.
Old, yes.
Old man.
In fact, I think, is he a premium show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I think he gets like 10 to 15% off, doesn't he? His AARP discount.
The AARP. Probably so.
And thanks to everyone who listened last week, because the old joke show hit number 5.
Hit number 5, had a big week. Really didn't slow down.
Nope.
Kept getting lots of hits every day.
I tried to slow it down. I quit listening to it, so it won't block this show, but no. You people had to keep listening.
It's a force of its own.
Yes, it is.
All right. So we're talking about living in apartments today.
Oh, boy.
Some apartment stories. Living in the hood.
Yes.
Lots of good things about living in apartments. A few bad things.
Oh, yeah.
Well, good thing about living in apartments is, you know, your stove goes out and you just call the manager and they have to send somebody up and either fix it or replace it.
That's always nice.
Yeah. Same thing goes for, you know, I mean, any of the, you know, expensive appliances, whatever. And you got other people out doing all the yard work and keeping things tidy outside.
Mm-hmm.
Got the guy with the weed eater at 7 a.m. outside my window. Just pounding away on that one little weed.
Uh-huh.
Can't seem to cut, so he stops and he reaches down and he stands it up straight and then on it again.
Or here, when it's nice enough to open the windows, they usually show up at on Wednesdays at, around 11 a.m. So,
yeah.
I have to shut the windows so we can do the show.
Uh-huh. Yeah. My favorite is after they've mowed and weed-eated and what have you, they come around with the leaf blower, gas-powered.
Yeah, just when you think you're done.
Yeah, it's as loud as a Harley.
but always runs better. It never breaks down like a Harley.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And of course, the same thing happens. You know, they, you know, one little blade of grass caught in a crack in the sidewalk, and it was blowing away on it. Rather than just, you know, finally they kick it out and then hit it again with the air.
That's right. You were designed to remove this, and by God, remove it you will.
Exactly.
Of course, one thing, I'll tell you what, one thing I like about our apartment building, it's what you call a secure building. You have to have a key to get into the building itself.
Ooh, yeah. You live in a fancy area there.
Well, we do, except the doors are always open because people are moving in and out, and they'll put a picnic bench in the table or a hammer. Keep that door open.
Oh, yeah. I used to live in a building like that, and somebody used to always like to get a little stepladder and unscrew the light bulbs in the hallway for some reason.
That has happened
here. Open the door, and you got to go upstairs, and it's pitch black.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the light bulb in my kitchen's burned out. I'll go out in the hallway and get a new one.
That's exactly. Because I asked him one time, why do you guys unscrew the light bulbs? And he's like, I just can't sleep if it's not pitch dark. I said, dude, there's no way the light from the hallway is getting all the way to your bedroom. Sleep on the couch.
Oh, God.
Actually, it was because they were dealing drugs out of the apartment. But
no.
I no. Now, this is always a shock to people. But, in fact, sometimes people deal drugs out of apartments.
Really? And sometimes they probably even smoke drugs.
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes they do.
And, Jay, with that, we have a caller.
All right, let's do it.
Let's pick it up. 224, you're with Stupid.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Joe, and this show is excellent, and you guys are awesome, and thank you.
Oh, that's nice.
That's very nice. Thank you.
Isn't this, boys, isn't this a comedy show? So
yes.
I'm trying to be funny, and you guys aren't really funny, so I'm trying to funny it up a little bit, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, I tell you what, it wasn't funny until your phone call. You're fucking hilarious.
You're Mike Bova hilarious.
Thank you.
You're
yes,
welcome.
You're so kind.
Well, you're welcome.
I'm gonna have to tell my parents about how funny I am and how I called into this Blog Talk Radio show. This is amazing, amazing. This is so cool.
You're gonna
yes,
tell them you were
so
naked when you called
cool.
too. Okay, well. 224. Thanks for calling, and we will take your advice and run with it.
Okay, that was a great call. I loved it.
That was wonderful, and I tell you what, that reminds us of all the absentee dads out there. Kids are sitting around calling Blog Talk Radio shows.
Kind of sounded like Judy Tenuta. She has stooped to that level. She's calling BTR shows trying to...
Yeah, nobody's heard from her in a long time.
No. Well, I'm glad you got that. Most people wouldn't know who that was.
I don't know what the...
Yes.
224 area 22 area code is.
Well, I would have to Google that, but that would require me to do more than one thing at one time, and you know I can't do that. Mike, get
well, Mike, work on that. Because the first thing that came up is that's the Angola country code. I don't really think we got a call from Angola. But if we did, that would be kind of exciting.
Unless maybe it was Sumi George.
That could have been Sumi.
It could have been. So
anyway,
you know
as
what
we were
I
saying.
You know what I... What's that?
Well, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, you know what I always find fascinating is that, you know, I live in Bagwine, a.k.a. Springfield, Ohio. You lived in Springfield, Missouri. I find that fascinating. It's like
I certainly
connected.
Did. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Kind of, you know, karmically connected there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I lived in the Westgate apartment complex.
That sounds fancy.
Would on the east side of town, so.
Oh my God. I like that. That's why you moved there, didn't you? Because that's funny.
Yeah, I like the irony of it.
Uh-huh.
The complex had a bunch of little studio apartments right
mm-hmm.
in front, right there on the road, and they rented for like $250 a month, and that included utilities.
Oh wow.
And to the absolute shock of a lot of people, that very low rent, including utilities, attracted an interesting crowd of hookers and drug dealers and whatnot. And the cops were always there.
Yeah.
Trying to
suppress entrepreneurship.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, yeah. Trying to keep the man down is what they were doing. And I'll tell you, here's a typical situation. This type of stuff happens to me all the time, but this is something that happened there at those apartments. I was working third shift, and we were really, really slow, and we were working half days. And so I got home like at about 3:30 in the morning, and I get into my apartment, and I'm sitting down, and I hear this music playing.
Mm-hmm.
And people love to share their favorite music with everybody else.
Of course they do.
I've noticed that. Yeah. Even especially on blogs with the autoplay. But that's a gripe for another day. Anyway, so he's got the music blasting away, and I don't really care. It's not that big a deal.
Right.
But I had to get something out of my car. So I go outside. I get whatever it was out of my car. I go back in, and my door didn't shut very easily. You had to kind of like almost slam it. So I shut the door. And all of a sudden, I hear this guy screaming, "God damn it, you're going to call the cops again. You're going to tell on me. God damn it." And I'm just sitting there going, "God, what is this, dude?" It turns out somebody had moved in, and I didn't even know. Anyway, a few minutes later, the security, they contracted with, a private security.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, this is what a great place it was, that private security and the Springfield PD patrolled through there like 7 or 8 times a night. Anyway, so they show up, and of course they write him up, write up the little report, you know, that he was loud and blah, 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 blah. And so after they leave, that dude comes out of his apartment, and he comes down, and he starts banging on my neighbor's door, screaming, "You asshole, you didn't have to call. You could have just told me to turn it down." And so then a couple of days later, I run into this dude at the mailboxes.
Yes.
And he says, "Oh, when I get home from work at night, I like to, you know, listen to my music, kind of mellow out a little bit." And
yeah.
A couple of neighbors have, you know, kind of bitched about it or whatever. And I looked at him and I'm like, "Oh, dude, I work third shift, so, you know, don't bother me."
And it's all about you.
And it's all about me.
Well, yeah.
So he still thought that, you know, the guy next door to me called the cops on him. And
that's
you know, I don't like to get involved.
I know you don't. You want to go through life anonymously.
I could have said, you know, I think that was me that you thought called, but I didn't call. I just had to get something out of my car, and you thought I went outside, and blah, blah. Too complicated. Too complicated. It's easier to just say, ah, yeah. I work third shift.
Yeah, who could follow all that?
So it turns out 224 is the Chicago suburbs of Illinois.
Really?
And we thank Mike for that because Mike is the telephone expert.
Yes, he is.
So, well, anyway, yeah, that was a great complex. There was all kinds of entertainment going on.
Really? Kenny dumpster entertainment?
I'll tell you, okay, that was great because I was going to ask you if you met your Dumpster Dave friend this morning again.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm a little disappointed, Jay.
Uh-oh.
After I talked him up for his hard work, being here every Sunday at almost, you know, roughly the same time, I went out there to take him a sandwich and get our picture together. Well, Dumpster Dave decided he's taking the day off.
Well, maybe he's celebrating Father's Day with
he
his
could,
kids.
Well, yeah, he could be, but, you know.
He's sitting there, and they both showed up with a sack full of cans with a bow on it.
Well, which is fine, but I'm on a schedule, people.
You just don't like unreliable people, do you?
No, I don't. Because you hate what you see in yourself. And
Well, you'll have to let him know that his failure to show up without calling in or anything this morning means you can't give him a good reference if he ever needs one.
Exactly. And he's a hell of a good guy, but no, there's no taking off days. I don't care what day it is. So, yeah, he wasn't here.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Maybe
it
he'll
is.
Be there next Sunday.
Well, yeah. He better be.
Hope he feels okay. That would.
He seemed fine last week.
Yeah, okay. Well, no excuses.
No. I'm sure he couldn't have contracted anything. What could you contract onto a dumpster?
And we got about 2.5 minutes left in the live stream. Those phone lines are open.
At 661-244-9852. You can do what our last caller did and call in at 661-244-9852.
Yeah. But I have a little dumpster story.
Really?
Myself. And it's not quite as heartwarming as yours was.
Yeah.
This was when I lived in San Antonio. The dumpster was outside the fence. And we had a gate, you know, and you open the gate and the dumpster was just right there and you just toss your trash in there. Well, I went out there and again it was late night and nothing good ever happens after midnight.
You seem to be up late at night a lot.
I am. I'm
so exactly what are you doing at these times?
Oh, different things, you know.
Research.
But anyway, so I'm taking the trash out at about 1 a.m., 2 a.m., something like that. And I get there, and I'm just about to open the gate, and I hear all these noises on the other side. And I thought, there's either an animal over there or a person, and I don't want to open the gate.
Mm-hmm.
But since the dumpster is always just right there, I decided I would just toss my trash over the fence into the dumpster. And so I chuck it over the fence, and I hear it poof, land, and I hear somebody go, "Oh, asshole."
That's classic.
And I then broke Carl Lewis's 100-meter dash record back to my apartment. While going, sorry, and I took off running as fast
as I could. And you've been tired ever since, haven't you?
Yeah, I haven't gotten over it, either physically or emotionally. But it turns out that somebody had had thrown out a mattress, and he had pulled the mattress out of the dumpster and was sleeping on it. It was a homeless guy, and whose life wasn't bad enough. He actually got to sleep on a mattress one evening, on an actually comfortable fall evening in San Antonio, which is pretty rare.
Uh-huh.
Somebody tossed their trash bag.
Some jerk ruined the whole thing for him.
If I'd have been thinking, I'd have told him. I would have said, "Hey, there's the crust to some Domino's pizza in a box in there."
He would have been. Oh my God, that'd be like fancy feast for him.
I know. Anyway, I feel bad about it still to this day.
No, you don't.
Well, I feel bad about it while I entertain people with that story.
And you laugh. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
Oh, anyway. So how are things at the palatial estates? Anything exciting happening?
Well, I'll tell you what, we still have Loud Man upstairs, whom I've talked about often on Twitter, who if the
big
NCAA
fan.
The what? If the
big
NCAA
sports fan.
Yeah, oh God, yeah. Big sports fan. Sports fan. If the NCAA finals in badminton are on, this guy is rooting for one of the teams. He's rooting for Rensselaer against Minnesota St. Cloud. God, dude, that's a wrong call. Football.
The serve hit the net.
They grease those bowling alleys too much. He's getting too much curve. He shouldn't be getting that curve. Oh, God. Oh, I swear to God, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and I think he just burns out by then. Then of course,
well, I hope he was rooting for Arkansas in the College World Series this weekend.
Oh, I'm sure he was.
A pitch hit him. It hit his jersey. Take your base, son.
Oh, my God, he's loud. And then, of course, across the hall, we got another loud one. He used to be our intern. He's always yelling at someone on his phone, and he collects guns and burdens Qurans.
Not the kind of guy you really want to get on the bad side of.
Well, ironically, he weeps when I make fun of him on Facebook.
Little bipolar. Okay.
Yeah. No, I don't think he is bipolar. I think he's polar. He's only got one way. And then the whole place, it smells like dead sock salad when you walk through here. I don't know what these people cook on this. I don't know what they cook on this floor, but it ain't good.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. Nothing like working at the beer mine for 8 hours on a 95-degree day. You're sweaty, you stink yourself, and then you walk in the door of our allegedly secure building, and what hits you in the face? Death. Oh, my God. It smells like ass. There's no other way to explain it. Oh, goodness.
Well, you know, every apartment complex has a busybody, somebody who knows what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
All over the place.
Yep.
All the time. Are you your apartment complex's busybody?
God, no. No, I'm. Ah. No, I think between Schmoop and I, we are a two-headed bitcher. Oh, my God. There's just no one. Everyone here who lives in this building needs dirt sleep.
Well, the Westgate apartments over on the east side that I lived in, we had a guy who lived down on the end in my building. I called him Mr. Peepers. He knew everybody in the complex. He knew what was going on. He was always able to tell me who got busted. If you know, there was some girl, you know, doing tricks out of an apartment, and
mm-hmm.
You know, he always waited until after they were arrested to let me know they were doing that. Never, you know, never early enough for me to enjoy
and or
the opportunity. Well, I'm not like
you being a solid citizen prevent it.
Right. Go over there and try to help her.
Yeah.
So another time, again, getting home at about 3:30 in the morning, as I pull in.
I see a pattern here.
These two really, really, really huge black guys, like, you know, NFL defensive linemen, huge, come out of this apartment right across from mine, and one of them's carrying a TV, and the other one has two garbage sacks full of stuff. And they throw it in the car, and they get in and drive off. I don't think much of it, of course, because, you know, whatever. I mean, I know they didn't live there, but, you know, whatever.
And you don't like the judge.
Yeah, the next day, the police are over there.
Of course.
And it turns out that, you know, he got robbed. And so the police and the guy who lived there all went over to Mr. Peeper's apartment because, you know. Anyway, it turns out that was one of the few days that he wasn't there. Mr. Peeper's was spending the weekend with his family somewhere. So he didn't see it. He had just
probably
gone
Buchenwald.
So again, I happened to run into the two of them a couple of days later, and the guy who got robbed says, someone broke into my apartment the other night and robbed me. Did you happen to see anything? And Mr. Peeper says, he works third shift. He wouldn't have seen anything.
Oh, my God.
And I just shrugged my shoulders and go, yeah, I work nights.
Now, we used to have a guy who lived below us, directly below us, and we used to call him Dr. Hitler. His mom had Alzheimer's, and he was just a creepy guy with horn-rimmed glasses, and he would walk around the complex every day with a notebook in his hand. And he used to constantly call the office complaining because I paced. I couldn't hear him pace, or he probably said, I couldn't hear him pacing. Make him stop. Mock Snell. Oh, he was a freaky dude.
That's pretty awesome. Walked around, took notes, everything that was out of order, out of line.
Yep. Always had a notebook. Always in black pants and a white button-up shirt. Now, Shmoop had a good story. Shmoop had a good story that she wanted to relate, but I have to do it for her because, you know, well, she's dying. She was talking about when she lived on the west side of Bagwine, Ohio, and this chick and her husband, they moved in and they had a baby, and the kid was always dirty, always running out in the street, and this chick had come across the street and want to use her phone because she didn't have one, so she had to use Schmoop's phone so she could call her mom and lie as to why she needed to keep the car an extra day. And then Schmoop said, and I can't believe after all that crap, I let her brother move in with me and have sex with me 7 weeks to Sunday.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's one thing about apartment living, and there's always people around that you might get a chance to engage in certain nefarious activities with.
Yes. And then she also said, I can't believe, and then once this guy was having sex with me at my house when I still lived there, I had to witness the chick across the street's mother pulling up in her car on a Sunday to pick her up and take him to church. Really? Not good. Here's a good one. This was a couple of years ago. There was these people upstairs, this couple, lovely couple. Evidently, brought together through their love of martial arts, boxing, fighting kind of thing. They had two dogs, never took them out.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. No, they would clean up their messes with brawny paper towels, and when they were done, flush them down the toilet. And let me say, the brown color water flowed at one point, busted everyone's plumbing, ceilings. Oh, yeah. Good times. Good times.
Oh, man. You've lived in even lower-end places than me.
Well, you know.
Well, there's nothing more fun than living in apartments and hearing a little domestic dispute going on, screaming, yelling, door slamming, going outside, yelling some more, then one of them going back inside, slamming the door, locking it. So the other one pounds on the door and kicks on it and yells. And that's always
and then,
great.
And then, because they can't get in, they have to make a cell phone call. Because when it comes to the court trial, we're all witnesses. Hey, everyone heard me. I was talking on my cell phone. They heard me say this.
But I've never called the. Well, I have called. The only time I've ever called the police on neighbors was when the dude was beating on his wife.
Wrong, as you should.
Yeah. But as long as they're just being loud and obnoxious, I've never called. And I've never called on anybody having a party. I've tried to join a couple of them.
I called the cops once since I was here, and it was the aforementioned Dr. Hitler's mother. He had gone away. I don't know where he went, but like I said, she had Alzheimer's or whatever. She knocked on our door and wanted to know where her husband was, and couldn't get him back in her house, in her apartment, and didn't know where she was. And boy, he did not like that when he found that out. Because he's probably thinking, God damn it, how'd you get out of the closet, Mom? Well, I felt bad for the woman. She didn't know where the hell she was.
Needed help.
Yep.
There was one time in, again in Springfield, when two dudes were fighting in the parking lot. You know, waylaying on each other, and I thought I should probably call the police. But just at that moment, I heard on the scanner, which I had gotten because I needed to know what was happening in my apartment complex, I heard on the scanner that somebody had already called. So, it ceased being my problem.
And I can't, you know, you and I are living well because it's funny that you mentioned that you had a police scanner. Because I used to have a scanner, too. I loved it. But this scanner could pick up everything. Cell phones, all this shit. Cordless phones. And back when I lived in the house that, you know, I used to own, that is developing equity and worth. At night, sometimes, I'd put it on the frequency that most cordless phones worked on. And I could hear my two neighbors behind me. Two chicks, both married, both Christian, they would get on there and they're trying to develop a book, and it was a book of porn, and they would talk sex back and forth and different characters, and I would love it.
Well, now that's great entertainment at a fair price.
Oh,
right,
it was
there.
Great.
Yeah. My scanner rarely picked up cell phone calls. Every once in a while it would, but.
Oh, God, I got them all back then. Of course, they've, you know, everything's coded and all that crap now. It's harder.
Oh, yeah,
and
it's totally illegal. And we don't recommend anybody do it.
No. It's only illegal if you, you know, put it out in public. So.
Yeah. Anyway, we're about to run out of time.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. So.
But it's been a
good
show.
Fun show. Great time. Thanks to everybody for listening.
Yep.
Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there.
There you go. Happy Father's Day to you, Jay, because I know you say you don't know and all that and your boyish southern charm. Oh, there's something lurking out there.
I doubt it. I doubt it.
All right, then. We'll be on the radio again Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern time.
Talking about whatever.
Talking about the Mitster making fun of Betty Ford.
Oh, yeah. That's good stuff. We should be off the air. It says we're off the air.
I know it says it. And we can still talk. Hey, this is great.
I wonder if we're being recorded. You know, my scanner, funny thing, on my scanner on the bottom, it had a sticker that says it is against federal law to modify this scanner to listen in on private phone conversations and blah, 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 blah. And the only thing I thought of when I saw that was, so it's possible to do that, huh? Well, then.
Oh, my God, Jay, I was so into it. I had several books with frequent